Thank the Lord for those wonderful, special songs. Thank the Lord for just the service. I feel like we could just, if we dismiss now, I've been to church. Been blessed to be here this morning. Very thankful for each one that's here. Thankful for the strength, the rest, the power, and the transformation that we can find at the feet of God. There is no problem that any of us have that is too great for God, and we can come and find Him. I was touched, the song the young people sang, "Hear My Lord, Send Me. Let me see my mission filled round about each day." My wife and I sang that together at our wedding about 29 years ago. Our desire when we got married was that, Lord, we want You to use us. We want to be used by God. That was the foundation, really, of our relationship. Lord, we want to serve You. We want to give it everything we've got. And that's only for God to judge how we have done. But do you know that the Lord this morning has a place for each and every one of us to fill in the kingdom of God? And the Lord does not want us to just be people that come and I'm just kind of present. The Lord wants us to do what He's called us to do, and He wants us all to give it everything we've got. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. So my question to us this morning is, are you serving God with all of your might? Are you giving it everything you have? The title of the message the Lord had put on my heart to share for this morning is A Vessel of Honor. I'd like to begin in 2 Timothy in the second chapter. Desire your prayers that the Spirit of the Lord would just open up His Word to us as He would. 2 Timothy chapter 2, we'll begin reading with verse 19. Now, in just a little preface before we read, there were some that had departed from the faith, all right? Previously in this, before he starts in verse 19, there were profane and vain babblings. There were discussions and arguments about what truth is and what we're going to do. And he said in verse 16, "Shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more what? Ungodliness." I want to encourage us this morning, number one, that when people begin to get into these arguments and discussions and it turns into vain babblings, I want you to know what it's going to lead to. And I've seen it happen a lot over a number of years. It turns into unrighteousness. So when you get in a place, you start questioning the Word of God and a walk of holiness, I want you to know what the end's going to be. It's going to be unrighteousness. And if you don't believe me, just wait and watch. Because I've seen it happen over and over and over. And people, I've seen it happen right among God's people. They think I have a little bit better understanding and a little bit more light and a little bit more truth. You just watch that thing. Don't be quick to jump on a bandwagon to something different. You watch and see what happens, and I'll tell you, if there's any changes, I'm all for it, if it'll draw us closer to the Lord. But when you get into people wanting to become more like the world and I can still be saved, you just watch the result. And what happens is it leads to more unrighteousness. And that was the preface and the foundation upon which Paul was giving some instruction to Timothy. He said, shun those things, but he said, nevertheless, and I thank God that nevertheless this morning, the foundation of God, it standeth sure, having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are His. Isn't that a blessing? Do you know that gives me comfort that regardless of what this one thinks about me, and regardless of what that one thinks about me, the Lord knows who are His. And if you have been washed in the blood of Jesus this morning, the Lord knows that you're one of His children. That's comforting. Well, he went on to say, and let every one that nameth the name of Christ do what? Depart from what? Iniquity. There's a lot of people that are naming the name of Christ this morning, but they're not departing from iniquity. If we're going to follow Christ this morning, it means we're going to turn our back on sin. It means we're going to turn our back on uncleanness. It means we're going to turn our back on the defilement of the world, and we're going to follow Christ. So then he said, but in a great house. Now, he said, but. It was like, you know what? The Lord knows those that are his, and those that name the name of Christ depart from iniquity. But remember this. In a great house, he said, there are not only vessels of gold. Now, a vessel is, he's talking about cups. Furniture, cups, vessels that you can use. He said, there's not only vessels, and I don't have gold and silver with me this morning, but he said, there's not only vessels of gold and of silver, but of wood and of earth, and to some honor and to some dishonor. If a man therefore purge himself from these, he shall be a vessel unto honor, sanctified and meet for the master's use, prepared unto every good work. Now, there are two lines of thinking and interpretation of this scripture, and I think we could probably make a convincing theological case on either side of it this morning, and I don't want us to get caught up in that. But in a great house, it is true that there are many different vessels. Now, look around within these four walls. Any of us look exactly the same? We look differently. We have different personalities. Some are tall, some are short, some are thin, some are larger, some are, you know, some are quiet, some are louder, some are, you know, studious, some would rather sit at a desk and work, and others would like to be out working with their hands, and some would like to be in the middle of the crowd, and some of us would prefer just to quietly get off to the corner. You understand there's different vessels. He said there are some of gold and of silver. So there's two lines of thinking that he was establishing, that there's a lot of different vessels in the house of God. There is another line of theological thinking that he was referencing, and Paul was actually in the English, it's just not real clear here. But that there are vessels of gold and of silver that we have been refined by God. Vessels of gold and of silver have gone through the fire. And then there are vessels of wood and of earth. But it is true that we are many different vessels. But what we know for sure is this. He said there are vessels of honor and there are some of dishonor. And he went on to say, if a man therefore purge himself from these. The question is these. If we knew what these Paul was talking about, we'd know which theological thought was correct. But we know this, we are to be vessels of honor this morning. Amen? The Lord wants all of us to be a vessel of honor. And he doesn't want, we're all vessels, but do you know that the Lord wants us to be a vessel that he can use? When you go in and it's time to get a drink, do you pick one up that's in the sink if you have dirty dishes in the sink? Do you go up and pull one out of the sink or that maybe the dishwasher that hasn't been run yet? Say, well, I'm thirsty, and you get a cup out of that old dirty dishwasher. Or do you get up in the cabinet and get a vessel that's clean? Now, I hope you all get the clean one. But that's what the Lord is looking for and wants to use this morning. He wants us to be vessels that are purified and clean and honorable. This is an honorable vessel. Now, this one right here doesn't look so attractive, does it? You know, the thing is that you don't know if this is clean on the inside or not. You know, that's where some people say man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on what? On the heart. So they said all that matters is what's on the heart. But you know, if we're supposed to be a testimony to the world, is this a real great testimony of the cleanliness of God? So people that say the outward appearance doesn't make any difference, I want you to know that's false doctrine, all right? That's false. It's contrary to the Word of God. We are to be vessels of honor. People can't see my heart, but they are sure going to make judgments on what they see on the outside. So when they look on, I want them to see something that reflects Christ. I want them to see something that reflects His holiness. I want them to see something that reflects His purity. And so the Lord is interested in a clean vessel on the outside, but yet what is even more important is that the inside is cleaned up. Because the reality is there are some that can have a beautiful vessel on the outside, like the scribes and the Pharisees, but inside you look and there's all this contamination. You put all this dirt on the inside, and inside you say, but the outside, I'm looking pretty holy today. You know, I'm a saint of God, and I've got things buttoned up and measured up, and everybody thinks I'm pious, and I'll sing, and I'll raise my hand, and I'll testify, and I'll shout with the loudest of them. But do you recognize if the inside is not clean? That's hypocrisy. And it's in vain. We're not going to be acceptable to the Lord. The Lord wants us to be a vessel of honor this morning. Do you know, and it depends on whether someone's coming. You know, when someone comes in from out of the world and they come and they give their heart to God and the Lord cleanses the inside, some people look and say, oh, that's on the outside. Look at that. No, thank God they've been cleansed. The Lord wants to start on the inside. And as He works on the inside, then as the Lord leads them, you're going to start seeing the outside getting cleaned up. But sometimes people have been saved, and then all of a sudden, the outside starts to change. And you say, well, that's dirtier than this one. But it depends on whether you're coming or going. When someone is coming into truth, there's still a lot of changes that need to be made by the grace of God. We welcome that. We accept that. But when we have understanding and knowledge of what the Lord's expectations are, and we begin to go back to the defilement of the world, we're worse off than what might look like a very dirty vessel. But what the Lord is looking for this morning, He's looking for a vessel that is fit for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And when we begin to say, well, I don't really like this, so I'm going to do that. Who are we here to serve this morning? Are we here to please the Lord? He's a holy God. He's a good God. He's a God of purity. He's a God of love. He's a God of compassion. And some might, they'll stand on having love for everybody, and someone else stands on the judgment of God's truth. Do you realize that those are married together? That we can stand in truth with great love, in great compassion, in great mercy for a lost world. That is a vessel that is fit for the King. And the Lord is looking on us this morning, and He's saying, I want a vessel of honor. I want a vessel that I can use in my service. I want a vessel, you young folks and you children this morning, the Lord is looking for a clean vessel inside and outside that the Lord can come in when there's a job to be done. And He can say, I want to use you. But the Lord is looking for a vessel of honor this morning. My prayer is, Lord, help us to be vessels of honor. Lord, help us to open up our hearts and allow You to come in and work. As the prayer was prayed, I believe it was, Lord, you have the right, or maybe it was last night in worship, but Lord, You have the right to meddle. I want You to come in and start working with who I am because I want to be a vessel of honor. Well, purge yourself. If you purge yourself of these, purge yourself of what? Those things that are not like Christ. Whether it's dirty on the outside or dirty on the inside, Lord, I want You to purge me. I want You to work in my life that I would be a clean vessel, a vessel of honor. You know, when you wash your dishes in the dishwasher, well, I guess it happens when you do it by hand, but if you're not careful, you'll get spots, water spots. Have you ever gone to eat somewhere and you have water spots? It doesn't look real clean. It's like, oh, wait, company, be sure to get those water spots off, you know, because you want something that's presentable. Do you know the Lord is looking this morning for a people that are without spot? You say, but I have needs in my life. We all have needs in our life. But do you realize that our heart and our purpose and our devotion and our motivation can be pure before God? I'm still human. Yes, Lord, I need more patience here. I need to have more grace here. Lord, I need to have more of your love in this situation. And we're all growing. But our heart can be, Lord, I want to get there. Lord, I'm here. Just deal with me, Lord. I'm not going to cover up. I'm not going to justify, and I'm not going to excuse. But Lord, I want to be a vessel that you can use, a vessel of honor. And if there's anything unlike Christ, Lord, would you purge me? Would you work in my life? There's a song, and we re-sang, I believe Brother Justin testified, and I'd just like us to turn in our book. I'd like us to sing it again, number 408 in verse 2. The song says, keep my soul that I may never shame thy cause. Lord, I want to be a vessel of honor, sanctified and meet for the Master's use. It's verse 2. That's talking about being sanctified this morning. Lord, everything I have, I give it to you, Lord. Keep my soul. Lord, help us to live this morning that we wouldn't bring shame on the cause of God. You know how much damage it does when someone has a high profession and you realize they're not a vessel of honor? I am so thankful this morning the Lord can come into a vessel that has been marred and the Lord can make a new vessel. If it weren't for that, who of us would be here this morning? It was when our Lord, I want to serve you, but then there's a place that we marred, and the Lord didn't throw us away, but he came in and he made a new vessel of us. But Lord, I want you to work. I want you to work in my life because I don't want to bring shame to the cause of God. Are we living that way this morning? Is that fair for us to examine our own life? Are we living that way? Are we living as a vessel of honor? You know, in school, they have what they call honor roll. Or you can graduate with an honors diploma. Do you know honors by definition means something of value? It means distinction. Now, I know that everybody, you know, some people have strengths in academics and not, but I want to use as an illustration. Sometimes I've seen children and young people in their schoolwork, they're just doing what they have to do to get by. That's not honor material, is it? Honor material is when you give it everything you've got and you are successful at what you're doing. Now, when my children in their schoolwork, we didn't tell them you have to get A's. But I'll tell you what, if they didn't, I wanted to be sure that they were applying themselves and that they were studying hard and giving it everything they've got. And if the best they could do was a B and they were giving it everything, that's fine. That's acceptable. I just want to be sure that your purpose and your discipline and your motivation is you are doing everything that you can. But do you realize that sometimes in spiritual things, people are just living to do the minimum. I'm just trying to get by that I can still kind of say I'm saved, but I'm doing everything but. You understand? The Lord wants us to be vessels of honor, distinction, of value. It's not like just someone that professes Christ, but he's looking for people that will be successful in giving it everything. And you can say that's a vessel of honor. Do you know that is for all of us this morning? That is not just for one gifting. in the body of Christ. Sometimes people say, well, there's a double standard for preachers and everybody else. There is not a double standard. We are all called to holiness and godliness and purity, that we could be a vessel that is of honor and that's sanctified. Do you know what a sanctified vessel is? What is it? It's set apart. This vessel here is not just for common use. This vessel is for the Lord to use exclusively. I've shared before, my mother had a pair of sanctified scissors. They were set apart. You better not be cutting cardboard with it. Those were, is it Singer? The good scissor. What? Oh, whatever they are, you all know better than I do. But they were good scissors, and it was just for fabric. Nothing else. They were sanctified. They were set apart for the exclusive use of something. Do you know there's a great demand this morning? There's a great need in the work of God. Say, who's going to fill it? That's what we are called to as children of God. We're all called to be sanctified, honorable vessels. That, Lord, whatever I do, whether it's going and punching a time clock or whether it's going out somewhere to take the gospel over here, Lord, this I'm yours. And I am there for your exclusive use. That's what it means to be sanctified. Are we sanctified this morning? Or are we just getting by? Are we vessels of honor? The scripture said to be sanctified, that we would be sanctified and meet for the master's use, that the Lord can say, these are my designated vessels, and I don't have to go and wash them up because company's coming, so they have to get things fixed up. This is how they live. They're living, Lord, I'm in your hands. Use me as you want. How are we doing this morning? This is a high calling, folks, but there is a need for some sanctified vessels, vessels of honor, that the more you dig, you don't find more dirt. You find more and more someone that is sold out for God. And yes, we have our human imperfections, but you're going to find a heart that wants to please God more than anything else. Over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, and there's a number of scriptures here. We won't take a lot of time with it. Lord bless the reading of His Word. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning with verse 1. Furthermore, then, we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you. I entreat you by the Lord Jesus that as you have received of us how you ought to walk, and to please God, so you would abound more and more. Brother Charles Taylor, some of you probably remember him. I was missing him the other day as the Lord was giving me this message. He was someone I looked to greatly spiritually. But when he preached, he would say frequently, as we journey through this dark and sinful world, and as the Lord inspired me with this scripture, that you ought to walk and please God, I thought, we are to walk and please God as we journey through this dark and sinful world. That we can live while sin is abounding. In young people, I acknowledge that the pressures are great. We feel them too. They're great out there, and you all are facing influences that I did not face as a child. Pressures, the ease of ungodliness. It's so easy. It's right there in your pockets. But do you realize that we can be vessels of honor as we journey in this dark and sinful world? We can live godly with all of the sin and unrighteousness around us. We can live lives of purity and godliness, walking humbly before the Lord, full of the love of God and compassion for the unlovable. We can live that way by the power of God. So let the Lord help us to walk this way. He said, for ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. And He said, for this is the will of God, You want to know what the will of God is? He said, this is the will of God. He said, even your sanctification. And this was meaning more than just a one-time trip to the altar asking to be filled with the Holy Spirit. That is an experience. But sanctification, by definition of the word, means holiness. The same Greek word for sanctification is the word for holiness. This is the will of God, that we be a vessel of honor, and it's for your holiness, that you be a vessel that is set apart for the exclusive use of the Savior. That ye should abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. How are we doing? How are you doing in your home life? How are we doing in our personal lives? Because see, most of our living is not within these four walls. It's when no other church people are around. The Lord is looking for someone that knows how to possess their vessel. When you go on vacation and no one knows where you're going, no one knows what you're looking at. When you're in the privacy of your home, no one knows what you're doing. No one knows how you're talking. No one knows how you're conducting yourself. You go out to the coast and you enjoy the beautiful creation and no one sees how you look. The Lord's looking for a people that will possess their vessel in sanctification and in honor. There are no exceptions to that, saints. If you make an exception for a pure living and a clean, clear standard of holiness, not before me or the church, I'm talking about between you and God, and you make an exception for this event or that event, or I'm going here, I'm going to listen, so I'm going to make an exception, the Lord is saying, I'm looking for people that know how to possess their vessel wherever, whenever, and however, for a people to possess their vessel unto sanctification. Lord, this is for your exclusive use. And I don't want to do something that's going to shame the cause of God. Do you know that has kept me before? When temptation was sharp and keen, it's, Lord, I made a commitment to you. And the flesh wants to do this. But Lord, I want to be a vessel of honor, sanctified, set apart, that you would not be ashamed to come and say, Michael, I need you right now. I say, oh Lord, I've got to go get cleaned up. But I want to live ready as a vessel that my Lord can use, not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles. And he went on to share more, but God, the rest of verse 4 said that we would know how to possess our vessel in sanctification and in honor. Do you know this morning that God has not called us to uncleanness, but what's he called us to? He's called us to holiness. Verse 7, he's not called us to uncleanness, but unto holiness. He's called us unto sanctification. He's called us to be set apart. Set apart, it means distinct, honorable, of value. That means that we're not going to be like the world. It means we're not going to live like the world. But it goes way beyond. If any of you, if you've been listening to the messages of the last 2 or 3 months, it's not because of, well, the church says this and the church says that. I'm tired of people saying the church, this is about you and God this morning. It's about, Lord, I want to be a vessel of sanctification and honor that the Lord can use. And that's why we do what we do. That's why we live like we live. That's why I don't have some things in my home. That's why I don't go certain places. That's why I don't listen to certain things. That's why I don't dress certain ways. And that's why we show that kind of spirit, in that kind of love, in that kind of attitude, that kind of forgiveness. Why? Because the Lord has called us to something different. He's called us to a high standard, sanctified and meet for the Master's use. Know ye not this morning that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? You're bought with a price. 1 Corinthians 6:19 and 20. You're bought with a price. He said, therefore glorify God in what? Someone help me. Glorify God in what? In your body. Does it end there? What's the rest of it? And in your spirit, which are God's. There go our preferences. Well, I think, doesn't matter what I think. You know what? We all have our opinions, but they're all relatively unimportant this morning. Because we are God's. Who are we trying to please? Are we trying to please the devil? Are we trying to please ourselves? Are you trying to please the world? Are you trying to please the church people? It's not good enough. Lord, I want to please you. Yes. I want to please you. Yes. You have been bought with a price this morning. Let's not devalue our vessel. Let's not devalue the call this morning. Glorify God in your body. That's talking about this outward shell. Let's glorify God. And in your spirit, what's inside? What makes us who we are? Our attitudes, in our spirit, in our perspectives, in our motivations. You're the body. You are a vessel this morning. So as we leave here this morning, let's go with the knowledge that I am a vessel of God. I don't want to shame His cause. I want to be ready. And I want to offer my services to the Master and say, Lord, I know I have needs in my life, but here am I, Lord. Can you use me, Lord? He says, no, you need to go get cleaned up first. Then, Lord, I'll go get cleaned up. But, Lord, I want you to purge me that I can be a vessel of honor and of value. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, what? A living sacrifice. Holy. Holy. Acceptable unto God, which is what? Oh, the Lord's not being unreasonable this morning. But when they had the vessels in the temple, they were set apart for the exclusive use of worship. That's what the Lord's looking for us this morning. That we are set apart for the exclusive use. And He's looking for a living sacrifice. What kind of sacrifice was acceptable in the Old Testament? What kind of lamb were you supposed to bring? The best that you had. You don't take, and some of you that have these, I've been listening to the goats and the lambs, and you know, some of them are weak, and well, we need to cull this. Or this one's not going to be real strong, so I'll give it away. Are we giving away our seconds to the Lord? I've told you all the story. Someone picked a family in need, and they chose our family about 20 years ago, and they brought groceries to us. And it was embarrassing, but, you know, they were trying to help us out, and we opened up the bags of groceries and went through it, and some of the boxes had been eaten by mice, and all the canned food was way out of date. And I thought, that was not a sacrifice. They were getting rid of their leftovers and brought them to us. Do you know, this morning I wonder sometimes if we don't do that with God. Lord, if I have a little extra time. Lord, if I have a little extra money, something additional. But the Lord is looking for us to bring our best. sanctified and meet, a vessel of honor. Amen.